the main points, okay?
So,
there's the Chazar. Okay, the main points are like this. The Rashba brings up a fascinating issue. Okay, Tosos assumes the following. Tosos says that when it comes to a busis, right, if it's a if it's temporary, right,
then it's not a busis.
Means it's not a busis. Okay, is that clear? Right. So meaning that if my intention on Shabbos is for this to not be on the table for an extended period of time, then by definition, it's not a busis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And understanding our idea of a busis is that which for now you weren't here, we've accepted my approach. For now.
Wednesday.
Right, I'm saying since Thursday, when you missed. So we've accepted the approach of saying that the idea of a busis is my das creates a relationship between this support and this object.
Excuse me, this object. That it was an extension of the object.
No, that's what it turns into. Because the mechanism is that when I see the table, what I do, I say that now, normally this is an object
it's
on an object. Right.
It's
no, 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 well, before we get to the contagious, that's the result. Because when I see this, I see two objects, but there's no value in the relationship one has to the other. My das gives it the value. So I say, which is... Yeah, exactly. You say it again?
Utilitizes it.
Meaning the table. Meaning that now I'm saying the table now acts as support. It doesn't mean, I can't stress this enough. Shut up. It doesn't mean at any point in time that I'm saying that this table is defined as a different kli. It's not. That's the case of the mita. The mita is, I take a mita, I say before, let's say on Wednesday, I say, you know what, this is my new money supporting bed. I throw money on top of it. That becomes an actual kli called a money storing bed. This is saying, it's a table that now is functioning to support this davar muksa. Okay, so my das gives it that idea. With that said, so the Rashi brings up a very good kasha. The Rashi says, we have two cases, right? So atzamos is temporary, okay? And therefore, is not a busis, right? Okay, now let's take the case in the Nair. Forget the mukhni for a second, because I know it's the case that everyone has a much harder time with. Not as important for us. By the case in the Nair, okay? A Nair, I light before Shabbos, right? Okay. The Nair, therefore, would sound like it is a temporary busis. Why is it temporary? Yeah, because what's going to happen... Well, okay.
Wasn't the first case with the wool shearings?
Forget that. No, that he knocks off. You don't need to know that for this part.
Okay.
Okay, that all that was by the Gizeh Tzemer was... It was a great... Yeah, you missed it. It was a great tactic by the Rashba. It's incredible how this guy works. But it's a great tactic by the Rashba to pin Tosfos down and say... To give him the benefit of the doubt, to say maybe he'll use this as a raya and then show why it can't be a raya. So forget the Gizeh Tzemer.
Okay.
It's just like a great move. Anyway, so Nair. So if I light a Nair before Shabbos, now what's the busis of a Nair? This is also hard for people to understand. It's that if I have this, right? So the oil, the wick, right? Are all really a busis for the flame.
Right.
Okay.
And then the table by extension.
No, there one chef to sell books. I don't know about this.
Now. No, the Gemara says, no, maybe.
So what's the Chatzos Shel Muksa there? What are they busting for? How's the flame?
The flame.
The wick?
Good question. But I'm just saying, at this point, the Gemara clearly says that the components of the Nair are buses for the Nair itself. Yes. That's correct. The result of this relationship is that now this thing is an extension, so to speak, of the Davar Muksa. Excuse me. This thing is an extension of Davar Muksa.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
But you have to understand the mechanism. The mechanism is that I'm taking two A and B... And I'm superimposing the idea of support onto B, and now it functions as the busis davar asur. Yeah, best way to put it. There's no object called a busis. It's a function.
It's called the
busis.
No, but tabla is a type of object.
Yeah, it's like not. I'm saying they say.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly, right. It's just a question. Right. Exactly. Good. I'll tell you what makes the atzamos, forget the mukhni for now. I'll tell you what makes it atzamos different than a nair. It's very simple. According to him, it's very simple. The nair will go out emsa shabbos. Okay. Now, I don't know when it's going to go out. I can't pinpoint the moment it's going to go out. I just know that when I light the candle, for some reason, it's going to go out on Shabbos. I know that. I know that it will go out at some point on Shabbos. I just don't know when, right? So for some reason, he says, that makes it a busis davar asur. It's not considered temporary. But when it comes to the atzamos, right? Atzamos is what? Ace la ace. Which means what?
Whenever you want to.
Whenever I want. I can knock the bones off. Whenever I want to. Now that's very bizarre. See, this is not easy, but this is very bizarre because he's saying this equals busis, and this equals temporary.
What if you have a candle that, you know, it's like we're on some cotton candles, it lasts for 30 minutes. So you don't.
It seems like it wouldn't matter.
No, but you know it lasts for exactly.
I know. I'm saying it just seems like it wouldn't matter. It seems like what he's saying is that it's built in. I mean, I'm not defining it yet, but built into the very chefza itself is an idea that it will go out at some point. Even though you don't know when, but you don't know exactly when. A guy, as we showed last time, what does a guy do with a candle he lights it for Shabbos? Right, because why? Because he's not going to make use of it at all. He removes himself from any relationship to the candle completely. Right? Because he can't do anything to it. Right? Okay. So what is this? I mean, I think the answer to this is not so difficult, but what's going on here? Yes.
Okay. At this point in time, it would appear, again, putting the mukhni aside for a second, it would appear that there's actually three categories of buses. Is there not? Right? What are the three categories of buses? Or non-buses?
Buses.
What?
No.
There's buses for the full Shabbos, temporary, and then there's two temporary buses.
Okay, well, let me explain.
We have temporary, full, and sort of temporary.
Let's understand, before we get to the nature of temporary for a second, let's just understand the nature of relationships between object to object. Let's say what you were saying before, okay? One kind of buses is, let's say the classic buses, okay? If I put the bottle on the table, okay? We said this two times ago.
Pieces of bottle.
Right?
Pieces of bottle.
I put the bottle on the table, okay? And the bottle is muksa, right? So now what have I done? If I put the bottle bedafka there, what am I saying? That. I want the bottle to be there.
There.
So we'll call that the purposeful buses. That's one kind of buses.
Forever.
Right? Forever.
Forever.
100%, right? Another kind of buses, I'm just trying to bring out what he's pointing out in there. What you were saying before, which is that there's another kind of buses, where it's not a purposeful buses. So now, what's unique about the Nair? The Nair is not a, what do you call it? The Nair is not a... It's a necessary buses. There's one kind of buses you have is a buses where the object cannot exist if it weren't for the buses. Okay, right. And then what's the third category? I'm just getting this one point out.
What's
and there's another.
One?
The second one is where the object cannot exist if not for the buses, like the Nair. Can you have a Nair without a buses?
You can't have a flame without a wick.
A Nair without, you mean a
flame? A flame, that's what I mean, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, cannot exist without the components.
It's intrinsically tied to the buses.
Exactly. Still defined as a buses, but that's, okay. And what's the third kind, which is what the bones really are all about, okay?
It's purely temporary.
No, but forget that. But it's not temp. The issue, the problem, the mistake people make by temporary is they think it's time-bound. It has nothing to do with time.
It does have to do with das.
Now, what is it by, what is it about samos? What do we mean by samos?
You know you're throwing them out.
I know, but when it comes to the buses about summers, the way Tosa says before, which means what?
We're not establishing it as a bus.
Why not?
Because there's no relationship between the two.
Why not?
Because you don't care if they're going on a table, the floor.
So what does that tell? Okay, so how does that contrast to, let's say, necessitated buses or purposeful buses? Yeah.
It doesn't have
to exist.
What?
Necessitated is that has to be there for this to exist. Purposeful is that you're saying that this now has the.
I want it to be here, and what's the Atsamo saying?
Someone's saying, I do not want it to be here. It's here incidentally. I just want it to be
there. Okay, so we'll say that for now. We're going a little further than that. But for now, we'll say that fine. It's that I don't really care where it wants to be. We're going to define it a little more. But that's the other type of a buses. The other type of buses is where, in my mindset, there's no intention to create a purposeful type of buses. It's something I don't care where the objects are going to land. Okay, yeah. So you have one kind of buses is the purposeful buses. That's the ideal buses where I'm a niach midas, I want this here. Second kind of buses is, there is no, when it comes to Nair, there's no das by a Nair, right? It's not a miniach midas because the thing itself can't exist if it weren't for its components. And the third kind of buses, I'm not saying it is a buses, but the potential relationship is where it's, okay, we'll say what Yaakov was saying for now, it's non-purposeful. We're going to go further than that, but it's non-purposeful.
So what if you have a designated... Yeah.
I think what Ariel was saying is correct. In other words, like this. What creates the very idea of a buses to begin with? My das, right? So what the Rosh was telling you is that as long as I don't know when the candle is going to go out, since I don't know, I don't have das of that, right? So it's not, I don't care what time it's going to go out, but what am I lacking? The same way I need das to be able to create a buses, you know what else I need?
Das to end the buses.
Das to end the buses. It has to be through my das. And I need a finite point in time. I don't mean like I have to know 12 o'clock. It means that, what does Ace Lace mean? Ace Lace doesn't mean that I know at 4 o'clock I'm going to take it off versus 5 o'clock. That's not what Ace Lace means.
Your das is what can affect you.
When you want it. Your das is for the time you
right,
want.
So meaning when I created the buses, what was part of the very creation of the buses itself?
The ability to end it.
Exactly. In my creation of the buses existed clearly my intention that I want to end it as well. But when it comes to the candle, that's impossible because I don't know when it's going to go out. So therefore, when I create the buses with my das, I have to use das to break that buses. But since I don't know when it's going to go out, that's what he means when he says it's removed from my, like, I can't make use of it. It's not mishtamish. It means he's removing the entire, he created the buses, and then creating the buses, he removes it from his entire area of utility. Yeah. The difference between a temporary buses and a permanent buses is like this. By a temporary buses, my maisa does two things. It produces the buses, right? It is the buses, right? But at the same time, built into it is the termination of the buses. Whereas by the Nair, I lack the means of with my Das, creating a termination. Therefore, it is not a temporary buses.
So that
was Fujafi says, one second. Let's say, no, hold on. His question. Well, I want to answer, yeah. His question is that, one second, that means I could take a Davar Muksa before Shabbos, put it on a table, and say, oh, I plan on having this object stay here for 3 hours. And then I'm allowed to take it off?
No.
I didn't say it correctly. Right, I could do tutul min hatzad. I could tip the table over.
Sure.
Why? The Rashi doesn't like that. He says there's another possibility, but essentially he doesn't say here it's tchak. Inami, go.
Inami yishlamar, dener lo Rabbi Yehuda la mishum basasu. Or you could say that maybe the ner, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason you're not allowed to move is not because it's a basis, but it's because it's maksamach.
Okay, so this is something that Mati doesn't like so much, but let's understand what the Rashi was saying. I think the Rashi was saying. Okay, the Rashi was saying like this. Rashi was saying that there's two, forget making the Gemara unified and work out for every single possibility, okay? The problem is like this. You have two principles, okay? One principle is called Basas Adavar Aser. Another principle is called Machmas Eser. What the Rashba seems to be saying here is he's saying that there's you got to make a choice. Either you're going to hold Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold the problem of a Nair is a problem of Basas Adavar Aser, and then you don't need the principle of Machmas Eser. Or do you say, no, the problem is one of Machmas Eser, and if you don't need Basas Adavar Aser. You got to pick a way to go. Why? Because I'm saying you could disagree with him. But I'm saying what he seems to be saying is that it'd be superfluous principles. He doesn't seem to suggest what Mati wants to say is that some of the object could be both the buses Davar Asra and Machmas Isser at the same time. Okay, yes. In other words, what the Rashi's first step is like this. There's two principles here. There's buses and Machmas Isser. So if you want to say Rabbi Yehuda holds it is a buses Davar Asra, you're going to have to come up with the svar he said before, which is that even though it's going to go out on Shabbos, nonetheless, since I need Das, when I create the buses, must also contain Das to terminate the buses. Okay, right. So he says that's one way you can go, right? Or you can say no. You can say that he holds Machmas Isser. But if he holds it's Machmas Isser, then the Nair is never a buses. Why is it not a buses? Why is it not a buses?
It's only temporary.
Because it's temporary. Because it goes out in the middle of Shabbos. Meaning he rejects the whole Sfar from before.
Nice.
No, would it still be buses?
No.
I like it, except the Gemara.
No, it wouldn't be buses.
See, I don't agree with that. I don't know. It doesn't say that by Rav Yehuda. So, with the Rashi, let's just, again, deal with the facts. What is it? Hey, Mati, you have to go back to reading. What does the Rashi say? He says either it's a buses or it's Machmas Isser. So let's deal with Machmas Isser, okay? The Ad Khan.
It's over there. We just said that it's a buses or a Shimon. Mishim de Ilav Afli. Because if it wasn't a
buses, now amazing, you got to appreciate what he's trying to say. He's saying, he's trying to say that Rav Shimon's going to have to agree with an idea of a buses. Just let me finish. Why is Rav Shimon have to agree with an idea of a buses?
Oh, it's late.
Just listen. Why is he agreed that it has to be an idea of a buses, according to Rav Shimon? Because Rav Shimon holds, everyone agrees according to Rav Shimon, when that candle's lit, I'm not allowed to move it. Okay? Why? So, understand what the why can't I move the candle though? What Mati wants to ask is, one second, who cares about buses? I tell you why I can't move the candle. You know why I can't move the candle?
Shem Yichabe.
So what's he talking about? He says because go back to reading. Dilav Hachi. I feel the Kodesh Kavs to Shai Tzolot Rav Shimon. Right? Why this like Davar Sheni Miskav and Mutar? In other words, when I light the candle, my intention isn't to do what? To put it out when I move it. If it's Davar Sheni Miskav, but clearly Shimon holds I can't move it because of Shem Yichabe. Okay. No?
No, we had a mission on this.
Good question. So, first question is, I agree with you, by the way. I was astonished by this. I said, how could this be? But knowing full well that the Rashba was a very smart person, I know there must be an idea. It's a very simple question.
No,
okay? Question like this. Question is that so when it comes to the Nair, okay, Rav Shimon definitely agrees, as long as that candle is lit, I'm not allowed to do what?
Okay.
Move it. Why now? Okay, before we get to the Mishnah's reason,
why is it?
Are you cheating ahead? I'll tell you why. No. Okay, so if I asked you why I can't move the candle, you would say what? Konor Shimon. Shemi Chabe. But he's saying the reason why you can't move it is you must say it's because it's a buses. Otherwise, if it weren't a buses, then you would be able to move it. Well, how does he ignore Shemi Chabe?
Can you say it's really good?
But he doesn't say that. Yes.
For Rabbi Yehuda, kind of shikav sa aser el teltel, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, even before it goes out, it's aser el teltel. Mishum gzera didelma.
B'hadin nakalak kavya, meaning that because that's an extension of the iser of Shem Yichabe. Okay. Keep going. V'hilkach. Right, so that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. So once it's set aside as aser and unbanished mashos, it becomes aser v'al Shabbos. That's a machmas iser all along. Keep going. What? Oh, hold on. Avam mikol makom.
Makati tashelin, but still it's the kashlur of Shimon. Now, but time mishum buses aser because his reason is because of buses.
If you're going to tell me, Kohen Rav Shimon, that the reason is that the basis is aser, miha. Be'od shehu basis. So that would be a problem only when it functions as a basis. Right? V'afa pishalo aser basis kuli Shabbos. Even though it's not for all Shabbos. V'achanami.
So here also with the...
Beautiful kasha! Okay, what's his kasha? It's beautiful! He's saying, one second, if you're going to tell me... Okay, forget Rav Yehuda, just think on Rav Shimon for a second. Rav Shimon holds... It's just so great. Rav Shimon holds what? He holds that when the Ner is lit, I can't move it. Why can't I move the Ner when it's lit? Because it's a basis. Forget Shemi Chava for a second. It's a basis, right? Okay. But I agree, when the Ner goes out, what happens?
No longer buses.
And therefore, I'm allowed to use it.
Oh, why would you speak to that?
What?
Did we say before it would remain a bus?
It can't be because your Shimon holds, I'm allowed to move the Ner after the candle goes out. Right?
Hold on.
Right, that's impossible. But Shimon can never say it's still buses of Asra, I'm allowed to move it. That's impossible.
We said it by Rabbi Huda, didn't we?
Now he's saying Rabbi Huda holds Machma Sisser, so we don't care about buses by the Ner. That's out the window. Right. See, now you can understand why this doesn't work. What? They have different ideas of buses.
There can't be a bus while it's not buses.
Right. Ergo, it's not a buses. Yeah.
No, it is buses. Buses.
Yes, that's right. But it's a different idea of buses. Yeah.
When you said the Shimon holds
that. What? No. Let's take the Rashba's version right now. The Rashba's not saying Shem Yechava. The Rashba says, what's the problem with the Nair? The problem with the Nair is that it's a buses. But when the Nair goes out, it ceases to function as a buses.
Why?
Right. No, it's a buses.
Because according to him, because the Gemara openly says he's allowed to move the Nair after the candle goes out.
Why? We just said before it was us.
But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, I can move the Nair when it goes out.
And it's not because Shem Yechav, it's because buses ceases to exist.
You have to assume that.
Because he doesn't hold
the Machos. No, the Rashi, you must assume that to be the case.
Because he doesn't hold the Machos, is
there? Correct. So now you got a big problem. You got a big problem with the Yatsamos. What's the problem with the Yatsamos?
Shimon.
What happened to the
people? The Shiny Hassam.
Because I'll cause the Nair to go out.
Oh, so he gives a very simple answer, but he's going to expand on it greatly in a second, okay? The Mistav is the key. What's his answer? His answer is that, it's a simple difference. It's a very easy difference. What?
It's not us because of the buses.
No. Has he rejected that?
Yeah, he's saying it's not us because of the buses.
Okay, so watch. Keep going now. Watch what Umistavra is now expanding on this idea. Hakar.
Like a money. Okay. So, and it makes sense that you don't say that that a Nair is made like a buses, except by a Nair, which has Hashivas.
No, he's saying Nair has Hashivas, right? Nair has Hashivas. Why? It's Hashivas, it's something called Hashivas Basisus Ktsas. What the heck does that mean? So read. Let him finish. I know, because you're not used to reading Rishonim. You're used to reading them, not learning them. So if you ever learn a Rishon, you realize it's very difficult to understand what he's talking about. Keep going.
Contradict themselves in Gemara is like 100 times.
Go. So Kemal Shalakash, Adam wrote Sila. So when it comes to the money on the pillow, when money falls on a pillow, what do I say? Why would I want to knock the money off the pillow?
So your roommate doesn't steal them?
No. Not because I want the pillow.
So your roommate doesn't steal them?
Right, because I want to hide the money. Right? The money is the value. Or, let's say the case for the Evan. The Evan
shall be a chavez nami. Levishi tricha levanis.
The binyan. Right. The Adam Chasaleh, and he's worried about the stone. Okay?
Why are you kidding
me? Right? This is the Hua Din. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. It's the Hacha. The Hu Hacha? I don't know, whatever. The Hu Atam, the Evan Shag. What? Yeah, the Hachiasha, right. The Hachiasha. No, it still doesn't make sense because there shouldn't be a Vav there. Whatever. Hu Atam, the Evan.
Evan.
Shebekakola, the Chain, Vinever, Shemusila, Shahin, Srikhlios, Bosses, Leor. Right? Right? The Chol Chliotzabahem. Hilchach, Reniach, Nasset, Bosses, Gamor. Ubushokheach, Nasset, Bosses, Ksas. Gave Hilchach, Enum Salak, Elminar, Behinofam, Elan.
Okay, I'll explain what he's saying in a second. Aval atzavus uklipim delocha shivi ve'eno matzniem klal olam ein lahem toras basis. Da'af pi shehenicham al shulchan kadesh li'tanef abayis v'komocham lo tzarech atzma minicham sham v'latzniem machmas chashivusan. So let me explain to you briefly what he's saying. He's saying like this. Do you just wait 2 minutes?
I'm not doing anything.
I know, but
here.
Your existence seems to be a distraction.
Sorry. I think this is a big distraction.
It's not
what?
This is probably a bigger distraction than existence.
Okay. I'm going to kill you. Now, that's on tape. Now listen,
oh,
this is what his answer is. He's saying this. He's saying, how do you resolve this whole issue here? Okay, so he takes a huge step backwards. He says, let's take a look at what makes Nair different than Atzamos. What makes Nair different than Atzamos? So Nair has something called Chashivus. Okay? What's Chashiva? What's Chashiv about the Nair?
It's used for lighting the...
No. No, don't make a... No, see...
It's a mystical